Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning as we greet all the listeners ze Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. The topic of our message namhlanje ithi learn to focus on what is left, not what is lost. Learn to focus on what is left, not what is lost. When we look at the Bible, we knew in the Old Testament, it relates the stories about the widows and how God came through on their behalf. Lapha ku First Kings, we read about the widow of Zelophehad. And ku Second Kings, we read about the widow's oil. And Mark, we read about the widow's offering. Ku Luke, we read about Jesus resurrecting the son of a widow. And with 2 Timothy also, scriptures are, say, I told you, is all scriptures are God-breathed. Manje, if all scriptures are God-breathed, it means there is something that we need to learn from these scriptures. Engizifundile. Ukuthi ku First King, we read about the widow of Zelophehad. Ku Second King, we read about the widow's oil. Ku Mark, we read about the widow's offering. Ku Luke, we read about Jesus resurrecting the son of a widow. Manje, lapho sibona ukuthi all of these, they are called the widows. Why? Because they have lost something. And yet our title today says, learn to focus on what is left, not what is lost. Manje, the inspiration is that uNkulunkulu is able to turn a situation around. Manje, may your situation this morning turn ukuze uNkulunkulu azibonakalise. Manje, when we read in 2 Kings verse 4, a widow lapho, so that she was rich and this widow, ecabangela ukuthi she has reached an end of the road. Uyahamba uya ku Elisha. Ebone konke kuphelile into ezokwenzakala ukuthi kuthathwe abantwana bakhe. And now siyabona ukuthi she never knew ukuthi uNkulunkulu can turn the tables. uNkulunkulu can change the situation. Manje uElisha uma embuza ukuthi what do you have in your house, siyathola ukuthi bangcwele into ayishoyo okokuqala uthi yena I've got nothing at all. Today I would like to say, you may think you've lost everything. You lost your health. You may think that you have lost your health. You have lost your loved one. You have lost your business. We have lost hope. We have lost your dream. And sometimes even in abafundisi, we have lost the members of our church. But Jesus is able to revive and to restore all these things again. If God did lezo zinto kuJob, ukuthi uJob seke lahlekelwe yiko konke, but uNkulunkulu was able to restore izinto 7 times. This is our God. Manje, uma the widow answered lapho, waqala wathi, I've got nothing at all. Some of us, we may have come to that place when we think we've got nothing at all. And yet that little oil she had in her house, it changed the entire situation yake. She became a distributor of oil and the way yake. Uma i-oil important ukuthi namhlanje, think about it in those days ukuthi yayibaluleke kangakanani. Manje i-oil in the ancient days, we find out ukuthi it was used for lighting the lamps. Ngoba bebengena electricity in those days. I-oil in the ancient days was used to prepare the abantu abashonile. Njengoba sazi ukuthi bebethi mabeshona, ngani ngoba they were buried in the caves. What they used to do, bekunama oil ababa prepare ngayo. It was like embalming. And manje all that time ukubaluleka kwayo, it was used for cooking njengoba nathi si use, and the oil it was used for anointing according to the Bible, and it was used njengoba sikhulume ngokuthi to embalm the mummies indaba ye oil. And all that time ufuna ukuthi sibone ukuthi this woman, she had everything endlini yakhe ebalulekile, but ebangaboni ukuthi una something. Some of us kukhona ama potentials esinawo, and sometimes uma situation ingekho right, we can't even see izinto ama potential esinawo. Njengaye lona ebenale oil encane, but uma ubheka ukuthi i advantage ye oil bekuyini, ibiyenza izinto eziningi. Nangasikhathi kwakufuywa uyazi ukuthi imvu ngoba inoboya bekuba nalezinto ama-bugs. They used to put oil ezimvini la kuboya bakhona, trying ukuthi ikwazi ukuthi kuthambe ngani, ngoba they avoid those bugs. Manje those little things, this is what God works with. UJesu Kristu uthi, if you've got faith as little as a mustard seed, you can tell the mountain to move. So she had the little oil. But yabengabona ukuthi there's something engashintsha. Ngani ngoba thina esikhathini esiningi singabantu ababheka izinto ezinkulu, kanti lezi zinto ezincane yilezo uThixo asebenza ngazo, nalezi zinto ezidelelekile yilezi zinto uNkulunkulu asebenza ngazo. Siyakhumbula ukuthi even noGideon, uma uNkulunkulu embiza, i-response kaGideon uthi, my clan is the weakest in my nessa and I am least in my family. But God told him, go with the strength that you have. Azanga athi uNkulunkulu makayojima, wathi go with the strength that you have. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, we can say to ourselves, I can say to you, you can say to me, go with the strength that you have. Manje, the least that we have, the little that we have, this is what God is looking for. The least that we are, the little that we are, these are the people that God uses. Siyakhumbula kwincwadi ya First Corinthians, bangcwele ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu lithini. First Corinthians ku chapter 1 wakhona uma sifunda ithi lithi leli lizwi, First Corinthians chapter 1, we are going to read uverse 26 wakhona esehle nayo lithi leli lizwi kuverse 26, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standard. Not many were influential. Not many were a noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and those despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us the wisdom of God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Manje ekuseni siyabona ukuthi uThixo naye izwi kaNkulunkulu lithini, lithi uThixo uthathe okudelelekile, uthathe lezi zinto ezincane, njengoba naye lo mfazi le oil wayengayiboni ukuthi ngamsebenzele into enkulu, kwadingeka ukuthi abuze ukuthi kunani, what I've got a little oil endlini yami. Wathi inceku kaNkulunkulu, hambo landa izitsha, uThixo akwazi uthele le oil. As uthela lithi kaNkulunkulu, makathela le oil beyanda. Some of us, we may not know ukuthi kwa Israeli there's a festive abayi celebrateayo, the festive of Ihenika. Ihenika lena It's not in the Bible, but it's a history. Eyenzakele ngesikhathi esithile abantwana baka-Israyeli uma behlutshwa abanye bathatha ngoba bebesebenzisa i-oyili eyibaneni. Kuthiwa bathatha i-oyili yonke labo bantu ababezama ukubahlupha babashiya ne-oyili encane nje ukuthi bakwazi ukulayita iy'bani zabo. Kodwa namhlanje bathola ukuthi i-oil yanda first day, second day, kwaze kwafika a ninth day. That is why kwi-minora, you'll see kune-minora ena-7. You'll see kune-lento efana ne-minora ebathi Hanukkah ena-9. Ngani? Ngoba bathi uThixo wenza ukuthi le oil encane izithaba abashiyele zona, it never ended. Manje into zikaNkulunkulu noma ngabe incane kanjani, makunoNkulunkulu oyibusisile leyonto iyanda. Kufana nemali encane. Some people bathi mina angifuni ukuyosebenza ngoba imali encane. It's not about ubuncane bemali, but let me tell you, ebuncaneni bemali uNkulunkulu is able ukuyi-extenda. UNkulunkulu is able ukuthi ayikhulise leyo mali. Ubona wenza into inkulu ezidlula labo bantu abahola imali enkulu. Uma uJehova eyibusisile into, angikhathali ukuthi incane kangakanani. Uma uJehova eyiqalekisile into, angikhathali ukuthi inkulu kangakanani. It won't stretch, it won't go anywhere. Manje la ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisabhekeke indaba yezinto ey'ncane ukuthi manje uJesu Kristu siyabona uma ecommanda encoma ibandla lase-Philadelphia kwincwadi ka-Revelation 3 uverse 8 wakhona uthi, I know you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Ibandla lase-Philadelphia, they had a little strength, but they were able to keep umthetho kaNkulunkulu okwajabulisa uJesu walibhalela leli bandla. And noma sibheka kwibandla laseSadisi, izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi wathi uJesu kubo, wake up, strengthen what is left and is about to die. Kukhona izinto ezincane ekudingeka ukuthi sizikhuthaze. Lezo zincane uThixo yizona angazisebenzisa. Manje nakuZakhariya chapter 4 uverse 10 wakhona uthi, do not despise the small beginnings. Izinto ezincane bazincwele ungazideleli. Hallelujah. Izinto ezincane ungayideleli. I can tell you a testimony ebengekho prepared ukuyikhuluma, kodwa ngithi izinto ey'ncane uma uNkulunkulu ekuzo ungazideleli. Njengoba nakuZakhariya sifundile isisho elithi, do not despise the small beginnings. UJohane chapter 6 verse 9 wakhona siyakhumbula ukuthi uJesu wathatha ifishi nje, wathatha nesinkwa nje, izinkwa nje kumultitude, he were able ukuthi ezikwazi ukwanda. Manje ngithanda ukuthi uma kumenshinwa that widow who was left with little, uNkulunkulu wayithatha wayisebenzisa. Siyabona nasezwini likaNkulunkulu laphayana kwincwadi yamaProverbs chapter 30 ukuthi uNkulunkulu ezwini lakhe, there are those huge, or there are those big animals uNkulunkulu angazikhuluma ngazo ukuthi asifundise something, but God uma siyibheka uchoose ukusifundisa ngezinto ey'ncane, izinto ey'delelekile. Lapha kuProverbs 30 siyafunda ulithi, there are four small things on earth and yet they are extremely wise. Uverse 26 wakhona uthi, ants are creatures of little strength and yet they store their food on summer. Manje uma sibheka ma ants of a little strength, have you seen an ant ithwele something mawuyibona ihamba laphayana and utrye ukuyibhlokha i-ant? I-ant will go the other side. Ngikhuluma nge-ant khona lapha emhlabathini, uyibone khona into eyithwele. And uthi mawuthi ngenyawo, i-ant ibona ukuthi khona into engivimbayo, I give up, ayilahli le nto, but iyothatha enye i-direction. Manje uNkulunkulu usifundisa ngezinto ey'ncane ukuthi we can learn something out of izinto ey'ncane. Ngani? Ngoba i-ant it teaches us about timing, ukuthi into iyenziwa ngesikhathi esifanelekile. Ngani ngoba lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu, they have a little strength. Yet they store their food in summer. Meaning that izinto ezine timing. Siyakhumbula ukuthi bangcwele uNkulunkulu kwenzeka ukuthi avele kuFaro ngephupha. Elithi kaNkulunkulu wambonisa inkomo eziwondile, wambonisa nenkomo ezinonile, wafuna ukwazi ukuthi leli phupha lithini, and uJoseph had to interpret ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi kuwe ingcebo isekhona manje for 7 years, but there's a time ezofika 7 years lapho kuzoba nendlala khona. Manje into ekufanele uyenze is to store the food for that time yendlala. Manje izinto uNkulunkulu asebenzisayo eziyi-end ukuthi sifunde to store things ngesikhathi esifanelekile. It's like when you save the money, sometimes you don't even know ukuthi why must I save this money, but kufika ukuthi save. You may not know the tomorrow, but uNkulunkulu teaches ukuthi sazi ukwenza izinto ngesikhathi esifanelekile. Manje as you are talking ngayo iant ukuthi uNkulunkulu uses a little thing ukuthi asifundise, sithola ukuthi the very end bangcwele isifundisa ngepreparation. And yet many of us, we lack in these areas. God had to use a creator of little strength to teach us ngani nge preparation, and also to teach us to store ngesikhathi esifanelekile. Today we are here, siba kwisama yethu, not as a season, but kwisama empilweni yakho uma izinto zihamba kahle. This is the time yokuthi ubekelele ukuthi wenzele ukuthi uma kufika isikhathi esinzima sikwazi. Uyabona uma sisenkonzweni silalele izwi kaNkulunkulu kukuhle bangcwele. Izwi kaNkulunkulu we can store it. Uma lishunyayelwa masenze ukuthi listoreke inhlizweni zethu. Masifika emakhaya you sit down sibuyele silfunde leli lizwe esilalele. Ngani ngoba that very word kufanele ukuthi siistore enhlizweni ngoba there's a time yobunzima ezayo when you got the challenges from the enemy. But when you got the challenges from the enemy ulistorile izwi likaNkulunkulu ole walalela uma kukuhle, we are able ukuthi sikonkare. Uthi David ku Psalm 119, I store the word of God in my heart ukuze ngingamonela uNkulunkulu. Manje we are not there enkonzweni just to go and pure ukuthi pure amas. We are there ukuthi sithathe into sistore enhlizweni zethu isikhathi sisekhona. And nakuKolose chapter 3 says ivala lithi let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. It means ukuthi bazengcwele we must store it enhlizweni zethu izwi likaNkulunkulu kusese isikhathi. Manje izinto esizifundayo uma sibheka izwi kaNkulunkulu ukuthi those little things uNkulunkulu usifundisa ngazo. uNkulunkulu uyasibonisa ukuthi unguNkulunkulu omkhulu, kodwa zona lezo zinto ezincane they are able to teach us ngani ngoba zidalwe uNkulunkulu. Manje when trouble comes you are able to say njengaku Isaiah chapter 50 uma i trouble iza we are able to say the word of God says when the enemy come like a flood God raises the standard. Lokho ngakusho only uma izwi likaNkulunkulu lihleli kuwe. Ngoba abanye abantu when the trouble comes bayashayeka bayobuza ngale ngale, kanti usiyakwazi ukuthi sikonfese izwi kaNkulunkulu uma kuza uSatanic accuser. Ngani ngoba the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. We are able to quote Isaiah 54:17, isithi no weapon formed against me and every tongue that accuses me I condemn it in Jesus' name. Manje ekuseni kanamhlanje kufana nokufa ne sickness uma ifika siyakwazi ukukhotha someone 07 verse 20 ukuthi it is written that God has sent the word and healed them and namhlanje I pray that God send your head and heal me in Jesus' name. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngokustora ukuthi izinto ezincane intuthwane ithi noma seyiphethe leyonto noma ungathi uyayivimba iya kwelinye isayidi ukuminisha ukuthi kufanele sifunde ukuthi izinto ezincane zibalulekile lokho okuncane onako God can use it ngegama lika Jesu Kristo wase Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.